Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Praise God. Yes, thank you, worship team. Thank you, every one of you. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yeah, just say hi to your neighbor. If you don't have a neighbor, find them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mariam, good to see you after so long. Yes. You came back with specs wherever you went. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm supposed to go for an eye checkup, but I know that if I go there, I'll come back with what? That's why I'm postponing it, as you know. I don't know whether that is good, but yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Today we are kind of much fewer than last Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you once again. We pray that we shall continue to have a good time, just as we have been having one as we worship the Lord. Amen? Now, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Today you will forgive me as you forgive me every day, because I might be very disorganized, you know. But the point will be made, amen? The point will be what? Will be made, hopefully. Amen? I didn't have enough time to prepare this week. Glory be to God. So Galatians chapter 6 from verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." All right? So God is not mocked, and according to God, there has to be a harvest. All right? There has to be a harvest. People are supposed to reap the good they do or the bad they do. Amen? And by the way, this, remember, Paul is writing to Christians. Paul is writing to Christians. Glory be to God. Number one, Paul is writing to Christians. Number two, this book we are reading from, Paul's book or Paul's letter to the Galatians, is in the New Testament. Okay? Very important things to emphasize in our day. Okay? The book is where? In the New Testament. So now you cannot say, no, this was the old what? Testament. Okay, so it is in the New. That is number two. Number one, it is written to Christians. Alright? So it says, whatever a man sows, okay? Let's say, whatever a Christian man sows. Okay? Now, ladies, even you, you are what? You are a man here. Glory be to God. You are also what? A man. Okay? So whatever a Christian woman or a Christian man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Okay? So what is reaping? Corruption. Okay? If you want to know what it means, you just look at the next sentence, or the following words, okay? The words which follow. Okay? It says, he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But, so now, the opposite, amen? He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So, corruption is the opposite of what? Everlasting life. Glory be to God. Sometimes you don't have to be, many times, you don't have to be a Greek what? scholar to understand what the Bible is what is saying. Hallelujah. All right? So now you have learned that corruption is the opposite of what? Everlasting life. Depending anyway, on the version of the Bible you're using. And this, since it is the opposite of everlasting life, it means that it is saying that he who sows to the flesh, if you live according to your sinful fleshly desires, then you're not going to have everlasting life. Okay? You're going to reap eternal death, eternal damnation, eternal separation from God. Hallelujah. And remember, this book was written to Christians. Hallelujah. Yeah, which reminds me, do you guys know a preacher in America called Mike Murdock? Mike Murdock? Okay. There's a generation of people here who know him. Okay. So, yeah, he's, Mike Murdock. Okay. Anyway, he says that for him, going to hell, the whole reason why he didn't want to go to hell is not because of fire. Everlasting fire, you know. He says, no. For him, the whole idea of being with fools forever and ever, for him, you know, he writes books which have what he calls wisdom keys. All right? Wisdom keys. So he's into wisdom. So he's like, for him to be with fools, as in guys who rejected the Lord, they refused to accept the Lord as their Savior, that is being a fool. So to him, the whole idea of being with fools for all eternity, it is the one which what? Which makes him what? Don't want to go to hell. Okay? Mike Murdock, okay? He says that every problem that human beings have, okay, it is a wisdom problem. All right? Whatever problem human beings have, okay, it is just because there's some lack of what? Of wisdom. All right? So he says that you don't need a breakthrough. All right? You don't need to break through, you know. All you need is a key, okay? Wisdom. All you need is a what? A key. You don't have to break through houses. Just have the right key and open. Hallelujah. Okay? But you understand him. Now, he's not saying breakthroughs are, it's of the devil. But he's just trying to say the same thing in other words. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right? Anyway, yes, I remembered that. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, the guy didn't want to go to hell because everyone down there, they're fools. And for him who esteems wisdom, because his main, whatever is from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6, I guess, okay, which says that wisdom is the principal thing. Okay? They say, therefore, in all your getting, get understanding. Wisdom is a what? Principal thing. Glory be to God. Wisdom. With what? Wisdom. We had a teacher in school. You know the phrase Nzenawe? Do you know it? Nzenawe, like it? You know it. Okay? Nzenawe is something like if you want to get even with someone has done bad to you, the now what? Okay? With me, with you. You know? So this guy, he used to say, with me, with you. Okay? in, hallelujah. So you see now, I might not finish whatever, but I've already made the point. Amen? Okay? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Okay? And then it says that, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season We shall reap if we don't do what? If we do not lose heart. Okay? We shall reap. Okay? Now, this reaping, which is encouraging the Christians to look forward to, is the good one. The reaping of what? Everlasting life. Very good, Sam. Give him a big hand clap. Okay? Okay? Somewhere in class. All right? So now, that shows you that primarily, okay, the due season Paul was talking about was not in the now, was not reaping in this age. Do you understand? Eh? In context of what we have read, Paul is talking about eternal life. He's talking about eternal damnation. Okay? Then he encourages us to continue doing good. Okay? And he says that in due season, we shall do what? We shall reap. Reap what? Everlasting life. Eh? Glory be to God. So primarily, the due season is not in this age. Do you understand? However, this also can be applied to reaping in the now. Glory be to God. Basically, there are two. We reap in this age, okay? And we shall reap also in the age to come. Okay? Whatever good that we do. Glory be to God. Alright? Yet also, there are some things which we might never see returns. We might never see rewards in this age. We might never see them. Eh? Or even, we might not test, okay, them. Hallelujah. But it is assured that in the life to come, in the age to come, okay, we shall reap, okay, the benefits of the good things that we did for the Lord. Glory be to God. You know these things, eh? But it is very important to live with that mindset. Hallelujah. Okay? Basically, we have to be balanced. Eh? Okay? If we only live for now, we want to go to reward us, like everything in Nina or Kuchila Bako, Nina, eh? You understand? Eh? Okay? You end up being very carnal, eh? When you don't have like regard or basically for eternity. Hallelujah. So we are going to reap in this age and in the age to come, but there are some things for which we shall not see nothing in this age. Glory be to God. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 says that bodily exercise profits a what? A little. Now, it doesn't say it doesn't profit at all. Okay? That means we don't call our bodily exercise. Say amen. Alright? Okay? Hallelujah. Especially those of you who have cars. Those of you who have cars, those of you who have remote control. Very important. Eh? Very what? Important. Your daughter one time had a dream about that, isn't it? Yeah. Bodily exercise, you know, yeah. Okay? Bodily exercise is very, very important. It is very, very what? Important. Bodily exercise. Jumping jacks, you know, get a rope, you know, walk, run. Hallelujah. It's very good. Okay? And it will not only help your body, but also your mind. Eh? Okay? Now, please, as you're doing exercise, if you do it with music, don't do it with evil music. Hallelujah. Get to know who you are, like the song. Zani yaluimba. As in, first of all, bichi bibogera. Glory be to God. All right? You might finish the exercise, okay, with a demon that might get you into what? Corruption. The corruption of what? Galatians 6. Hallelujah. Okay? You people who go to gyms, okay? As in, you don't have to do those things with what? On evil music. Dancing to the tune of what? Evil music. You understand? Please don't do those things. Hallelujah. But you say, Kati, man, that is only music there. You can find a place, Nova Gamba, for me, what? Hey. You can. And when those trainers of yours get to know you, they'll be like, yeah, oh, no, gospel. You understand? Huh? Ikayagala ono akwela exercise ku gospel. Do you understand? Because you can't be dancing to demonic, evil, like stuff, you know. Yeah? You as good as being in what? In Angenua. Hmm? Glory be to God. And by the way, if you go to Angenua, please stop. Hallelujah. You are just under what? The anointing of the black angel. Because that's what Angenua means. I hope you know that. Do you know that? Did you study French? Was your school French? I won't ask Jera about French. French. Angenua, black angel. Man, that's a demon. That's a what? A silk, whether it is silk, there are levels in silk. There's one for the. Anyway, you, please, don't do those things, you guys. You go to hell for nothing. Okay? Hallelujah. It is people who do those things, they're the ones who scare Mike Murdoch away from here. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Years ago, I had a vision of opening up a saloon where what is being played is only Christian what? Music. Yeah. But somehow, but I'll do it one day. But then you can't, I don't know what I'll do with what? With the people who will be managing it, the babas. But we need places like that. Kumrokola again, da. Navanga biara vakutiv, warimo mira. What's the gear? Going to be a yesu. Do you understand? For if you don't have that thing, for me, what? I really, yeah, it's bad. Evil has encompassed the whole place, but the whole agenda. Do you understand? One day, I might not do, but I'll get a guy, musemu, what? Cash. But I'll be a partner. But maybe I don't want profits, but I'm a partner so that I can, what? And a senior partner. So that I can, you know, Yeah, you people who have restaurants or whatever business that you have, can't you insist and say, no, it is only this music that will be played? Okay, there's a cafe somewhere. It's nice. It has food. It is good. Okay, I know the couple who owns it, and I know, I'm not sure of the guy, but at least I know the chick, the wife, is born again. Hallelujah. But man, you go there, Man, the music. The chick right now must be in church. Okay? She's born again. I know that. I've known her for years. I used to see her in some church for years. Then what? Okay? But now, why doesn't she play Christian? What? Okay. So the other day, you know, I said I was the only client there. All right. Yeah, it was a name interview. I named Peter, the guy. Yeah, right, eh? One of the way. I have that habit. If I'm the only one, I can dictate what? Because you're playing for me, isn't it? And I'm the only client. I'm the only one, so I'm not. Yeah? So I called and I said, do you have what? Gospel. Hey. And they know me. Okay? Then I said, but you know, what? I was like, do you listen to these words that you're playing for us? Do you listen to them? Say, no, but you know, some clients, when they come, they say that, you know, today's not a Sunday. Today's not a Sunday. So we have to play entertainment. I'm like, do you know what you mean by entertainment? Have you watched those? First of all, do you listen to the lyrics? Number two, have you watched those videos? Then she began explain why. You know, Hallelujah. That's how I do my evangelism. You try to make people like remove a veil. Hallelujah. So yeah, now like this chick, our sister, was in, and clients will come. Do that thing that you know you have to give people what they want, what they want evil. Those are theirs. Okay, I'm reminded of a pastor. I think he's the most famous or popular pastor in Fort Porto. He's called who? Dixon. De Batoro, we call him Dixon. Okay, the Toro accent is wonderful. Dixoni, okay? So, any pastor, Dixon. Yes, so, yeah, one time, he opened a radio what? A station. I was there because I used to work in, change your job, my first job, okay? Some health center. So, then, he began what? Putting beer adverts. Bella, Ghana, special, what, you know? Then, Christian radio station, you know, you've already cornered yourself. Christian radio station, okay? Anyway, so, abalokole mukanisa, they began okwe kolachi, okwe mulugunya. Okwe mulugunya is what in English?
Grumbling,
eh? Yeah, but not in a bad way, because if something is not right, eh? Anyway, so, yeah, like that, eh? So the pastor got to know about it. So he told this guy, this church, that what's your problem? For you, if you don't drink, what? Jeez. So as in you don't worry. You understand? So anyway, but you can, I could, at that time I heard, because I was there, I heard that the issue was about money, man. Okay, running the what? The radio's money at our advert. Do you understand? So a radio station like that, you just shut it down. As in you're like, God, you know? And first of all, you wonder why it was God who told you. You understand? God always finances what he orders. God funds his projects. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? You guys, you think, what, I'm extreme, what? I'm extreme. Anyway, hallelujah. You do what you want. Yeah, but as long as we are together, yeah, I'll tell you these things so that we all reap what? Everlasting life. Eternal life. Glory be to God. It is good to be extreme in what is good. Do you understand? Extreme to be in what is of God. Zealous in good. Okay? Mature, you know, like it says in the Bible, be a man in righteousness. Okay? But a baby, okay, concerning evil. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, tubabanja saluni ezabalokole. I'm telling you, there's a need. You know, just like people do Christian schools, because you don't want your kids to be taught evolution. You understand? You don't want your kids to be taught. And by the way, the other thing I remembered is there are some of you, the corporates, the elite, yeah? Mutants or call a yoga. Yoga, meditation, so peace, what you know. Then, you know, those things, eh? Man, you're just inviting demons in your life. Yoga is, it's a demonic thing. Do you understand? Mulimu yoga, you know, eh? Please, eh? Stop those things, eh? Yoga. Now there's that thing, man, yoga. Yoga, you know. Yoga is of the devil. That is Middle East, you know, not Far East, you know, that is Hinduism, eh? Demons. Hallelujah. And they have never given peace to anyone. They have never released anyone's stress. Glory be to God. And in some of those gyms, they make you do those things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ne? Tubabanjachi? Christian saloon. You have opened Christian schools. Where are the Christian salons? Where are the Christian gyms? Where, you know, where are the Christian cafes? Ngabogenda yo manyi. You can kubo uliriza. Do you understand? And then we, the same of you, you're the same ones who ask, waitress, that Velocity Sunday, as in that, you know, Velocity Sunday, why are you what? Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. One day I'm going to open that saloon. One day. But just pray it won't be while I'm in what? Uluboa, because you might fear to come there. Glory be to God. I'm very serious about these things. Very serious. Very what? Yes. Say, Pastor, you're extreme. About what? How old are you? Have you ever had day? You understand? Bible, you have to be what? Be our card. Do you know how old this Bible is? The Bible you say that you believe in. This is my Bible. I believe it. You know. Do you know how old it is? Okay? And it is these old things which are taking people to heaven. Glory be to God. Okay, so, bodily exercise. Okay, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. Which things? Okay? The things of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Glory be to God. Okay? When you walk in godliness, it will benefit you now, okay, and also in the age to come. You will reap now, all right, or you will taste of the rewards now, okay, but the ultimate harvest is in what? In the life to come. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Flora, we need, man, somewhat. Christian cafes, Christian saloons. And then if you open it, info will what? Move so fast. My world saloon. Guys will come, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. How you ensure that the chaps you employ don't fox you, that is another thing. Amen? Yeah. Maybe your MBA will help you to what? to deal with that. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 18, okay? Luke chapter 18, from verse 18, the Bible says that now a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, "Good teacher, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Okay? So Jesus was not saying that he's not God. Okay? He was just trying to alert the guy that I'm the one. Anyway, then he tells him that you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Okay? By the way, there is no commandment. Okay, one of the ten commandments doesn't say that thou shalt not kill. Amen? You're shocked. Anyway, but it's the truth. Eh? Killing and murdering are different things. Do you understand? If you're a soldier, one of your responsibilities is, if need be, you have to kill the enemy. Do you understand? And that is not murder. Do you understand? Okay? If someone attacks your wife, bagena muta, do you understand? And the only thing you can do to save your wife is to... Do you understand? Anyway, I just want to teach you English. Not all of you. Anyway, but we'll let you know that murder and killing are two different things. Okay? Murder is when you really had evil intentions. Okay? Malice aforethought. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so he said, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. Okay? And this young man told the Lord that all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus had these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was what? Rich. So this guy had Bambi a problem of the love of money. But he had obeyed all the commandments, but the love of money, okay, which is the root of all evil, you know, had grabbed him. Okay? And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, who then can be saved? But Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Meaning that actually, rich people, okay, can go to heaven. Hallelujah. They can do what? Go to heaven. Okay? And this has to be taken in context. He's talking about the rich people who go to heaven are not like the young man who was rich and he couldn't give. Okay? The love of money had what? Had trapped him. Yeah. Then Peter said, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, there is none who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom who shall not receive many times more when in this present time or in this age, okay, and in the age to come, eternal life. Glory be to God. Okay? I read that again to show you that there is a reaping now and there's a reaping in the future. Glory be to God. You know these things, but I'll say them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And the future one is the most important one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that one, we shall only get it if we continue on the path of life. Hallelujah. Because if you mess yourself up and then you end up in hell, then you don't get it. Okay? The rewards, the crowns, the mansions, those things. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you listening to me? Or you want me to tell you a mystery? The mystery of something. I've already told you, open up a what? A Christian saloon. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, don't be, you know, right? You know, there are now a million thugs. Buriomukati agulaoka business. Okay? By now, kusako something, which is like a Christian thing. Zion something. Hosanna, you know, you know those things, So you see, and now when you get there, there's nothing Hosanna, nothing Hallelujah, nothing Zion. Do you understand? Don't do that. Don't be like them. Just to watch you like, man, this is the way to get our local. Or guys, when they see this car name, they'll think, yeah, this is an honest. You've seen those taxis with some big, God is able. Never. There's one which always makes me laugh. I've seen it for years. So, of course, it means they have to be manual with taxis written on. Never relinquish. Have you seen it? Never relinquish. Hallelujah. And so don't do like, as in, guys, what? Jerusalem, what? Then when you get there, there's no Jerusalem about anything. Shalom bites over, as in, well, let person can't say, yeah, really, yeah. Okay? Yeah, so those taxis were God, what? You enter there, man. The moment they capture you inside there, then now you realize, man, you've just entered hell. Okay? It's like, as in, don't do that. Glory be to God. Yeah, if your business, in the name of the Lord, if there are those honest Bambi who mistakes, or sometimes your workers can let you down, but that letting down, let it not be because of you when you compromise your standards. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Okay? Glory be to God. Yes, open a Christian school. Not like I like this school. There's some school it's called Vine International Christian Academy. Yeah, you can see when these guys are trying. They're doing their best to really to defend like that name, Christian school. They even tell parents how to dress when they are coming to drop or to pick their what? Kids. Because they're like, now you parents, you have brought your children to us to instruct them in the ways of the Lord. Alright? But now, when you get home, you undo what we have done. You understand? We tell the kids how to dress. Then you parents, you undo what we have done by what? Showing a bad example. Yeah, so you can see that Yabambi, they are doing a good job, in my opinion. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, years ago, there was a lady who, because again, all their things, like if they have a drama thing, it's going to be Christian, what? Music. You dance to what? Christian. The kids dance to what? So, there was a lady, a Christian lady, Omulokole, who gave them a suggestion. That now, but our kids are not learning about our culture. And Yimba's are fair, traditional songs. Our traditional songs. Then the principal, you know, stood up and she first did like this. He's like, you people, those songs. Then he said, when Gayaza, we sang those songs, Njabala and Njabala, you know, we danced with them. And he said, you really know where those songs are from. Most of those songs are evil songs, demonic songs. You're just what? Calling devils. Okay? Then I think the conclusion was, for us here in school, we shall do the goodness of the Lord. Okay? The songs. Kati mwe mwe sotinge ka, bomba mwa gara mwe mbe nyimba za mwe, but we can't do it here. Now that's good. There's some schools where they can put on pressure and all that, but now that is 2M going, you understand? Eh? But like you brought your kids to a Christian school, you knew it. Okay? There's a video I saw in the week of a guy who did a concert. You saw it? Did a concert of those Kadongo, Ukamu songs, you know, traditional songs. And the attendees got possessed with demons. You didn't see it? Eh? You saw it? God possessed. Possessed guys were all over, you know, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. And the other thing is, throw those songs out of your homes. If you're able to. Okay? Sometimes you might want, but you're not able to. Because maybe your spouse is not saved, and you understand. But okay, while you're there and he's not there, or she's not there. Okay, you remember Pastor Patrick Wandera? He told us of someone. They were praying for them, and the demon spoke. Okay, they were like, "Yeah, but you play our what music? You know, you play our we." Demons were speaking, but it was a demon of whatever, a chameleon, eh? But you play our music at home. So, do you understand? These things are serious. They are very what? Serious. Hallelujah. On your wedding, on your intro. But sometimes this is the best kind of preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. On your intro, you don't have to what? To get those traditional dancers. Now, I think there's some wakawa. Yeah, who, you know, they'll be decent. Then the songs even they sing will be, you understand, you know? But I don't know any. I haven't heard of any of them. You're there, you've married what? You and your boy, okay? Or your girl. You know, there you want your wife to be faithful, your husband to be faithful. They're just going to unleash a spirit of immorality at the start of your marriage. Because that's what those things are all about. You can see the way they dance, it is just sexual immorality. You understand? And they are releasing something. Understand? Yeah. Okay. Please, you don't have to. Glory be to God. You don't have to. In fact, don't. I was a best man once at Aya, so went for this intro in Kamuli. Okay, and these dancers came. There was a guy, some Kayan guy, the way he was dancing, if you're in your normal senses and if you're alone, you can't dance like that. Okay? So, the gentleman, I was best man to, say that, you know what? That guy is possessed. The way the guy was like, man, if you're alone, you fall. You can't. And you could see now, when I looked at a guy properly, you could see he wasn't alone. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, there's reaping now and in the age what? And in the age to come. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? But remember, some things you might never see returns here. Okay? The good things you do. Hallelujah. And by the way, concerning giving, okay, you know, you know this, God not only rewards you with money when you are a giver, okay? Of course, he will give you money, okay, and sometimes I give you too much of it, okay? But other times he gives you money and something else, which money cannot buy. Glory be to God. Remember that giving is a sacrifice, isn't it? Okay, so there's an example of someone who gave a sacrifice and to go. Anyway, let's read there. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. From verse 20, you remember? The flood has come and it has gone. Alright, so when at the end, the Bible says that Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings unto the altar. So he gave sacrifices unto God. Okay? And the Lord did what? And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Okay? Meaning that it was nice. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although what? The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Okay? One sacrifice made God promise never to do something. Glory be to God. Okay? So it can happen to you. You can do something. You can give. You can do something good that makes God give a promise which cannot be erased, you know, and say that now concerning this which you have done, your family, the people who come after you, maybe for I don't know how many generations, this good thing will forever be theirs. Glory be to God. Just, you understand, okay? There will never be a flood to destroy the earth again. Never. And you know how that promise came. By someone giving an offering to the Lord. Meaning that if you hadn't done it, man, you wouldn't be sure where there's one which is coming next year. Because the sin that is prevailing in the world now, it requires a flood, man. It requires a flood, man. But God said, I will never do it. I will do another thing, but not this one. Glory be to God. Amen? You know the story of Solomon. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4, it says that now the king went to Gibeon, this is Solomon, to sacrifice there, okay? So to give something unto the Lord. All right? Then it's, for that was a great high place. Then it says, Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. Glory be to God. All right? Can you imagine a blank check? Blank check just because of something good this guy had done unto the Lord. And God gave him a blank check. Ask, whatever. Glory be to God. You know the rest of the story. Solomon asked for wisdom. Okay? And God was so impressed. He said, why you've asked for wisdom to govern my people well? Then he told him, now I'll even give you what you haven't asked for. Okay? Riches and honor. You know, all those things. What? But the thing is, it all began. It was that promise was put into motion by someone doing something good unto the Lord. Okay? And the wisdom was the harvest he got in this age. Glory be to God. Okay? And not only that, even riches and honor. Glory be to God. So, never, that's why it says, do not get weary of doing good. You understand? Eh? Amen? There's a preacher I like, when I just got saved in 1998, my guy blessed me so much. I listened to his cassette tapes. All right? Man, he blessed me. Liadon, okay? So, and I was like, man, the wisdom with which the guy was speaking. I was like, now this is wonderful. Okay? So, I remember I was at university. So, I always used to pray, like, when I would go to MTR, okay? There's a place called Mango Tree Revival. I think it is between the main hall and St. Francis. So, we used to go there at night and pray. Okay, and one of the things I used to pray was like, God, okay, let all the wisdom that is in Lyadon be in me. Okay, then I used to pray, God, take me to California where his church was, and I meet him. Just take me to California. Meanwhile, I don't know how they get a passport, how they get a visa. I've never been out of the country, but man, this wisdom thing. Anyway, so in 2006, I got a scholarship to California. I met him twice. But, And then, in 2016, Jera, when we went to the States, in 2016, we are there again. Then, as the plane lands in San Francisco, I got a notification, an email notification, okay, that Lyadon is going to be in what? San Francisco for 2 days. Okay? Remember, even going for that holiday, remember it was the Lord. For those who were here in those days, when God was a man, you have to what? As in, you have to go. So we learned a notification. Lyadon is in town. I was like, man. Okay? So I went for the first meeting. Okay, his first meeting, and then I got an opportunity of talking with him, and then I gave him what? $100. But man, that was a lot of money, okay? Concerning the amount of money I had traveled with, okay? So I got what? Chinto Chidogo, all right? Now, we go back home, then that night I had a dream, okay? And in the dream, I saw myself, man, like I had little money on me. And I saw myself, man, like struggling to get another $100. So finally, I get another one and I give it to who? And I give it to Esther, okay? I expected to say to Sam. Okay, so $100, and I give it to Lyadon. Okay, now the moment I did it in the dream, a strong presence of God came upon me. All right, and of course I later knew, that God was saying that if you give, Lyadon, as in you sacrifice, it's gonna be tight. But you just give him another $100, tomorrow when you meet him again, then the spirit of wisdom upon him that you had been praying for years, all right, will come upon you. You'll have it. Glory be to God. And in the dream, in fact, after I had done that, as we talked and we were, all right, he began to tell me things about how to run a ministry, what to do, what never to do. All right? So you can see wisdom. Anyway, so the following day, Okay, when I went to for the meeting, I obeyed what the dreamer said. I gave him the money, okay, and I knew the moment I did that, what I'd been asking God for since 1999, okay, I got it 17 years later. 17 years. And according to God, I wasn't going to get it, okay, without doing what? Giving. Okay? So other people can get it in other ways. But now for me, okay, God was like, category, it will be with money. You're not buying a thing, but you're giving unto the Lord, and with that, okay, something great happened. Like it happened to Solomon. Solomon didn't buy wisdom. But what he did, got him the wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. This is how powerful. You know these things. Hallelujah. Years ago, I read a book of Kenneth Hagin. How many of you know Kenneth Hagin? Kenneth Hagin. He passed away, some preacher in the States. A powerful guy, okay? Wonderful chap. Great teacher, great prophet, a great blessing to this day. And so he said that one time they were in church, okay? And then there's a young gentleman who walked in, okay? And as Hagin preaches, I think the Spirit of the Lord told him to give that person money. Okay? So at the end of the service, he gave him money. Then, this young man told him, and he testified. He's like, man, I needed this exact amount of money. You've what? Given me. Okay? Then he says, that you know, the reason why I came into this church is because I'm traveling from some state, okay? And I'm going to a certain meeting, like to minister, to preach somewhere. But the transports I had, the money I had, could only get me until here. You know, like someone is going to Nsasa, coming from Kampala, and their transit stops them at Nobview. Then they just come here to chill as they think of cutting and cola and here. You see what I mean? And so that's what happened. So Kenneth Hagin realizes that what he had done was the Lord. Because the Lord had told him, give that guy was entered this amount of money. Okay, now, years later, or sometime later, Kenneth Hagin prays for someone. If I remember right, this person has had an incurable disease. Isn't it? Something incurable. Kenneth Hagin prays for this person, and they get healed miraculously. And the moment that happened, the Lord told Hagin that I wouldn't have used you for this miracle if you hadn't obeyed me. Did I tell you? With that 100, what? No, with it 100. It was 10, yeah. Glory, he's like, this wouldn't have happened. If you hadn't obeyed me, damn days. So you can even see God keeps a record of what? Your stuff. And you know, and now, you know, he got someone healed. And God is like, I've used you for that because of what you did. The $10 you gave some time ago is the one that qualified you to be used for this. Glory be to God. So you can imagine now a healing anointing is coming upon a person because of what? A good thing which they did unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Most of you know the lady who blessed Elisha, okay, her and the husband, they took care of Elisha. I think it is in 2 Kings 4, all right? They housed him, gave Elisha accommodation in their house, all right? And Elisha was like, man, what this woman is doing for us is great. Okay, so he sent his servant, rather he called the servant and said, what can we do for this lady? All right, then they found out, Elisha found out that the lady has no child. All right, so he called her. Okay, he told her, by this time next year, you'll have a child. Glory be to God. So someone got a child. Okay? Because they didn't have children and said that their husband was old. Okay? No child, man. Eh? But what to do? What to what? What to do? Cash in abundance. Hallelujah. Okay? But got a child because of their sacrifice unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Giving will take you places. For some reason, I'm trying to avoid talking about giving. That's why I'm just saying the good thing you do what. But somehow I can't avoid it. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, but yeah, the good things that you do for the Lord will bring great things in your life. Hallelujah. You know these things, okay? But like Peter said, I'll keep reminding you. He said that as long as I'm still in this tent, okay, this body, I'll keep reminding you of these things. Hallelujah. Amen? And don't leave here and say, oh, we're just, yeah? I've already told you, okay, about a Christian salon. Stop yoga. Stop. Anyway, you know. Yeah. And these things, we need them. They're nice. Hallelujah. It's nice to have a child. Isn't it? Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with telling you that, man, giving God someone a child. Now, if giving God someone a child, remember a child is a human being, it means that giving also can get whatever human being you need into your life. Glory be to God. Giving can get a wife into your life. Giving can get a husband into your life. Giving can get a good maid into your life. But maybe anyway, they have messed you up. Do you understand? Just giving alone can get you a good maid where you can even say, I can leave my home for a month and I know all is well. Glory be to God. Giving can get you a good boss. Hallelujah. If it got someone a child, then what about something less? Hallelujah. Amen? But I need to add that it is not just only giving, but those good things that God requires of you to do. Hallelujah. Like what the worship team does, you know? I'm telling you, you are storing up for yourself, a good harvest, Hallelujah. Something great is bound, or something great has to happen to you. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, those examples have been for the things, the harvest people got in this life. Okay? But the Bible says that there are rewards to come. There are rewards we shall receive in the age to come. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, so this is Jesus speaking, and Jesus says that, behold, I am coming when? Quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am coming when? Quickly, It's been 2,000 years. Is that quickly? Huh? What did Jesus say? Quickly. Okay? I'm coming quickly. Did you watch the video I sent you, which Rachel sent you on this Saturday or Friday? On Friday? Yeah. Amen? Who listened to it? Yeah, please listen to it. Amen? Then you'd make up your mind, you know? As in, yeah. Macron, hallelujah. I talked about that thing a long time ago, remember? The end time preachings I used to do on Thursday. I had some guys talking about Macron. Emmanuel Macron. Judith, you watched it? Okay? Anyway, you can watch that thing. But Jesus said, I'm coming back when? Quickly. And said, and my reward is with what? With me. To give to everyone according to their what? To their works. Okay? Revelation chapter 11 from verse 15 says, then the seventh angel sounded. Remember, there are seven angels with seven trumpets. And now the seventh angel is the last angel with the last trumpet. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the last trumpet is sounded, that's when the rapture will take place. And so that means that it is after we have been here in the tribulation. Okay? The tribulation. Okay, the other trumpets, the six, most of them are about the tribulation. When the last one is sounded, that's when we are raptured to meet the Lord in the air. And he takes us to heaven. Okay? As he pours out his wrath, okay, upon those who remain. Glory be to God. So then he says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has what? Has come. Okay? Your wrath has what? You remember, there has been a tribulation. Now he's saying, now your wrath has come. It's time for wrath. So the tribulation and the wrath of God are two different what? Things. We shall be here for one of them. Okay? The tribulation. But we shall not be here when his wrath is what? Is poured out. Okay? So he says, the nations were angry and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and what? And great. When Jesus comes, okay, remember, he promised, I'm coming. My reward is with me. Okay, and now John saw it happening. That time, okay, when he's going to reward us. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. You should live for man, for that time to come. There are things I do, but I don't want to do them. Sometimes I don't want to do them. But man, I think about, you know, that time that is coming. The rewards I'm going to get. Hallelujah. If I do those things, if I continue doing them, glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, I need money. There are many things I would want to, you know, get money and do them. You understand? And one of the options is what? Is stealing the money. Yeah? Okay? First and foremost from you. Alright? But man, the time to come. And by the way, that stealing of it might get me into what? To reap corruption. End up in hell, man. Do you understand? So, yeah, I need that man time to come, man. Okay? Sometimes I be thinking of man when, you know, like Jesus is there in heaven and then he's calling guys for rewards. Then I see myself, I'm dressed in some serious suit and I'm going up there also to receive my, you know. Okay? Then the Lord says, you're your guy. Gunabagamba. And those are my you know, I have it. He's like, man, that's a guy I used to tell you about. Mose. You understand? I think about those things, man. Glory be to God. Instead of watching movies, fiction, you can create a movie in your what? In your head, in your world, and enjoy your clean what? Fiction, then you start crying over things which have never happened. For me, that's why movies, no. Now, I'm not saying don't watch movies. What I'm saying, I'm not ready my emotions to be what? Messed up with things which are not true. Emotions, man, are very what? Now, to start feeling sad over something which is not true, I'd rather watch football. Because it's true, you understand? It's true. Yeah. And I saw a movie, man. Black suit, white, you know, white looking. Hallelujah. Walk up there to receive, you know. Then Jesus tells the angels, that's the guy. The guy I always used to tell you about. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, cannot miss that what? That day. I can, but I'll do my best. Not to do what? Glory be to God. Therefore, like Museveni says, therefore. But did you watch the video, the clip? When he's teaching guys how to... Who didn't watch that in the week? When he was teaching guys how to fight, how to keep the enemy. I wish we had the what? How to play. Hallelujah. So if you didn't get it, I'm going to send it to Rachel. Then you send it to everyone. Hallelujah. Yeah, in this life, you have to have, and it's a clean, you understand, yeah. And it will make you happy. It will make your heart glad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was teaching fellows how to what? How to surprise the enemy, you know. Anyway. Therefore, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, God is not unjust. Okay? I'm closing. God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do what? Minister. Hallelujah. God won't forget what you do for him. Quiz. God won't forget what you do for him. Okay? God will never forget. He will reward you. Even if it is not in this lifetime, but he will reward you. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 15, 56. 56. Let us go to 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory be to God. God is not unjust to forget the good things that you do for him. Hallelujah. He will reward you. Hallelujah. And for that matter, just know whatever you're doing for him, if it is with a pure heart, okay, he will reward you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord and not what? And not men. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. But remember, even in this age, He's going to bless you. Glory be to God. Probably that's why, like for me, probably that's why He's giving me a house in where? Hallelujah. In addition to the great kids, you know how my kids were born. And God said it was because of giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never despise giving, people. And never let the world talk you out of it. Hallelujah. First of all, I haven't said give your money to church. Did I say that? I did. I've just talked about giving. So never let the world talk you out of generosity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, there are extremes, there are thieves. Hallelujah. But you do what the word says. Okay? And God will abundantly bless you. Amen. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.